Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I want to just, let's get a little bit of Christianity about us. We claim to be Christians. We claim to be a Christian county. We put in God we trust on our seal. And it's just disturbing to me that people want to vilify a whole industry. And even somebody that's in this particular case as being villains when they're not villains. I do not think the Stafford family are, I do not think they're bad people. And I don't think they're intending to cause harm on purpose.
So, the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, this is Kerry Smith. He is the chairman and the commissioner for District 2. That's the East Milton area. And, you know, he's asking people to behave and not vilify the people who are wanting to build houses behind Ibis Road it's really, you know, all of the roads over in that vicinity on the eastern side of Avalon across from the courthouse, Westmont or, you know, Gulf or, you know, Cactus, any of that vicinity. Anyway, that was kind of the context, but there was a lot of real substantive issues in this meeting. There was also a lot of kind of interpersonal drama and, you know, just asking people to behave better in the way they talk about each other, which is, I always think that's, it's a useful purpose. It may not be a good thing to always say. Sometimes, you know, the lectures about civility can be useful. They can be long-winded. They can get you into trouble. All of the fights over civility in Milton, I thought, were all really counterproductive. So, you know, kind of depends on how you do it. But in any case, Kerry Smith saying, you know, hey, we're all citizens together. Let's be a little bit more Christian about all this, okay?
It's just, we just don't need to have this type of strife. We don't need to create it. You know, it was kind of disturbing to me the other day when I saw, you know, it's, we see the same people come before us.
Uh-oh.
And then when we see a new group comes in with a viable argument, the people from Ibis Road, and then I see the normal players, and then they're just basically salivating because we've got a new chaotic situation.
Give me that controversy. So, translation. You got the pitchfork posse, okay, the frequent flyers, the people who are always upset about something. And sometimes they're happy, but for the most part, they're all upset about something. And they're the super experts on everything. Whatever it is, they're the experts on it. And he's saying they want to show up and, you know, they exploit and enjoy the chaos. They like it. And here you have the Ibis Road people show up, and that's just another cause for them to glom onto. And the Ibis Road people have a legitimate concern. So do the developers have a legitimate concern. But here you got the Pitchfork Posse people who are like, oh, yeah, here we go. Bring on the drama.
And they start salivating because, oh, goody, we got something to jump on here. And I'm not talking to the people of Ibis Road. You guys, you're not regular visitors. You're here for a reason, and I understand, and I'm behind you.
So not the residents,
but
with this particular issue.
Like I said, if you're going to call yourself a Christian, let's act like a Christian. And that's all I've got.
And there was also kind of the backdrop of some crowd heckling, you know, making chirping noises and making it harder for people to, which has been a problem in Milton too. Same people. Anyway, Sherry Chapman, who is definitely one of the Pitchfork Posse types.
The new faces, as well as the old ones that come up here, are the usual ones. Actually pay your salary. And you have absolutely, Mr. Smith, no authority to chastise us for participating in our community.
Yeah, I mean, actually agree with Sherry about this. Not that he has no right to criticize. He can say whatever he wants. You know, they can say, he can say, and he made that point. But there's simultaneously something right and something wrong about criticizing the frequent flyers. There is something weird about people who show up to the meeting and always have something to say about all the issues. I mean, you know, you waste a lot of people's time. But people who want to participate in their government and participate a lot, you kind of admire that because most people don't. It's the opposite problem of the people who don't even bother to register to vote, right? They're kind of like over-participating, over-enamored with their own sense of wisdom and value and importance in the community. But again, as opposed to the people who don't even know what a county commission is, which error would you rather have?
I, for one, have a lot of things I could be doing, but I choose to be here. And if it irritates you, I will be here on a stretcher to keep it in line.
They will drag me in here, and I'll use my 3 minutes to talk.
We are people. You want us to act Christian and get along? It comes from up front, too. We have really worked hard for trust, and I can say that that we were on the way to trust, but for some reason, we have taken a U-turn here. So we need to get back on track and maybe take some of your advice that you're giving to us.
You know, which I think all parties involved, myself included, can use a reminder of, you know, what does faithful behavior look like? What is grace, kindness, generosity, you know, decency? You know, what are the fruits of the Spirit? That's the Spirit's actually singular. But anyway, what do those things look like? Yeah, I mean, that's important. We'll come back to this in a second because there were several different elements of the whole decorum, hecklers, frequent flyers, where we should be as a community conversation. And this doesn't even get at the core issue of the dead-end road versus opening the road for a grid system, which I think is a really important, interesting issue that we just don't talk about very often, but it comes up a lot. I mean, it really affects people's quality of life, both drivers and residents, and it just doesn't get enough of attention, discussion. It's always, we're right, instead of really thinking about what's good for the community. Anyway, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 98, 90, even the Garson Point Bridge are flowing very smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the county commission meeting in Santa Rosa County. And what had sort of started this was when the representative of the Home Builders Association, I think at the previous meeting, actually at the agenda review or the committee meeting, they call it, had been talking. And then there were, you know, people chirping in the background, making comments that maybe don't show up on the microphone, but still it's distracting to you if you're a speaker. And it's juvenile and annoying and stupid and, I mean, childish. I mean, what do you want to call it? It's all these things. And so, you know, we talked about whether you should eject people immediately, you should warn them, what you should do, because it's kind of this passive aggressive. Well, I didn't quite break the rules, you know, but here I am making it hard for people to express their opinion. And Kerry Smith had said, you know, if it happens too much, we'll take care of it. So Colton Wright, who has previously been the chairman, he's the District 5 commissioner, that's Gulf Breeze Midway.
Only comment in response to public forum in general is that, Mr. Chairman, I will always support you or any other chairman when it comes to requiring and holding decorum in the boardroom. The chairman absolutely has the right to chastise someone in the audience that decides to speak out from the audience, because frankly, that is disrespectful to everybody else in the audience. Your right to say what you want to say is when you come to that podium and you push the button, you get your 3 minutes. You don't get to shout someone else down just because you disagree with them. Nor do we.
And see, here's where I disagree just a teeny bit with Colton, because I don't mind the occasional crowd, loud reaction, noise, applause, booing is a little bit much. But yeah, I kind of like the parliamentary model. You know, when you watch British, you know, parliament, it's entertaining. It's interesting. You know, in Escambia County, particularly when Stephen Barry is the chair, it's a very restrictive environment. You know, there's, you know, please don't do that. You know, I kind of like nothing is allowed. I don't know. There's something about it that seems authentic to me. But then you have the problem of the people who use it as a device, you know, who create a kind of a bullying sort of environment, a distracting sort of environment. And that does get to be disrespectful and uncivil and interferes with conversation. So I'm torn. I agree with Colton. Also, just a little bit of, I would probably allow a little bit of trouble sometimes anyway.
Chairman absolutely has the right to chat.
Oh, sorry, I played that one already. So he goes on, he says, about the chirping.
I don't care whether it's someone I agree with or disagree with. If my own wife was in that audience and shouted out, I would chastise her for it. It is totally inappropriate and is absolutely disrespectful to your fellow citizen. So, board members, if and when you ever decide to make me chairman again, I can assure you I'll make an example of the first person that speaks out like that. And I will start every meeting with Mr. Deputy, the first person you see speak out from the audience and be disrespectful to someone at that podium, take him out of here.
You know, if it's a problem, that's the policy. You could have a one-time warning, then removal policy, but, you know, you need to have a no second time for sure. Remove him on the first try, you know, remove him on the second try, that can be your choice. But a little head nod to the deputy, but boom, you know, I mean, you can do it. People will learn to behave, right?
Not only disrespectful, but it's embarrassing that we have people that are grown adults that can't behave that way, that can't do the right thing. My children know better.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, his wife, Regina, would know better too. She would not do that. But see, here's just a little bit of the other side of this, okay? And she's fantastic, by the way. But just the other side of this is, I know if I'm in the audience, I'm the guy who's rolling my eyes. I'm the guy who's, ugh, these people. You know, like, I am so not, you know, the poker face thing, I cannot do it. You know me from this show, okay? I give my reactions. I always, people sometimes, Andrew, you should run for office. Oh, man, I would be in trouble sitting up on these podiums, up on the dais, because I don't hide my reaction very well. When somebody says something stupid, you will see it on my face that what they said was stupid. When they perform a logical fallacy, you will see it on my face. Good Lord, man, did you not have fourth grade? You know, like, that's my reaction. So is that a lack of decorum? And people call people out for that too. They, you know, Commissioner, if you can't hide your reaction, I don't know. That would absolutely be. So there's some degree to which that's just authentic people. There's also some degree to which he's exactly right, that is really, you know, juvenile and lack of self-control. I really do admire. I know a couple of people who are in politics and, you know, who've really polished the art of, no matter how stupid it is, oh, uh-huh, okay. But did you think about this? Like, I admire it. I think it's impressive. I cannot do it. I'm maybe not willing to try. Anyway, so it was fascinating. In fact, this kind of came back at the end of the meeting when they were talking about, you know, accusations and challenges that get made against the commissioners. And this is going to be Colton Wright, but it's going to become Bobby Burkett in a second. It's interesting.
Next time when someone wants to call me a liar or a cheat or a thief or I'm on the take, be real specific. And file an ethics complaint, and I'll see you in court. Because you will never find proof that I have done anything wrong. And it is terribly frustrating to hear that it's always the out. That everyone's always talking about everyone up here. Those commissioners. The guy could be here for 2 weeks, and it's those commissioners are all on the take. Prove it.
And there is a sense of that. And we do kind of tend to say it's the commission, when it's really this commissioner, not that commissioner, you know, or it's in Milton, it's the Milton Council. Well, no, it's that member, and not these three, you know, and so you do get kind of lumped in with your group, unfortunately. But Bobby Burkett, who is a new commissioner on the board, I thought this was a really, again, I like honest moments. I like it when people tell you what's really going on. And I think it sucks to be in local politics. You know, unless you're lucky, and it's usually not, you know, but it can really be an unpleasant experience. Another reason why good people do not run, or if they do, they run once and don't run again.
What I'm about to say, please take this to heart. This is not a political grandstand, because I don't know that I'm going to run again. My wife, which is about to have a nervous breakdown for the keyboard warriors on social media, is sick of it. She's begging me not to run again. But I'm doing it because I want to do something right for the county. I got 8 grandchildren. I love this county. That's why I'm here. Only why I'm here. I didn't need this headache. And personally, I'm sick of it.
And he's only been a commissioner for like 6 months. But I can believe it. I can understand that perception. I see the comments, and I don't even follow all of these pages because I just don't want to be involved. You know, it's so toxic on a lot of these sites, right?
Like Commissioner Wright, I challenge any of you to find one dime that I've taken from a builder, a developer, or anybody that can influence me. I challenge it. Please show it. I've been accused of having offshore bank accounts. God, I wish you'd show me where it is. let me have at least a debit card or something on it.
I mean, if I'm get the accusation, let me at least have the money. So, yeah, why is it that good people don't run for office? Well, because of how they get treated. You know, we have a, and this, I don't know that it's become so much worse. There's this claim that it used to be better. I don't know. I've seen political cartoons from like the 1700s and 1800s, and it was pretty vicious too. But there really is something about the advent of social media has done something, either to us or to our society or what, I'm not quite sure, but it's really awful. You know, and it has really fostered the spreading of misinformation and, you know, personal attacks in a way that is super unhealthy. And so good people don't want to have any part of it. What you wind up getting is liars, cheaters, and sociopaths. You know, people who do not care about what other people think are the only ones who can stand it. Well, that's not healthy. It's normal to care what people think and to get your feelings hurt. And, you know, we want people to, well, toughen up. I don't know, man. There's a lot of good people who would run for office except for what being in office actually entails these days. 625 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Seeing a minor delay on Highway 29 headed northbound to 9 Mile. But other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wait, Master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
Good morning, 628 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I mean, you always have to play that part loud. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Curators at a Dutch museum say a painting worth $56 million apparently was damaged, Andrew, by an unsupervised child recently.
A spokesperson for the museum in Rotterdam says the 1960 abstract painting by American artist Mark Rothko has a number of visible scratches in the unvarnished paint layer after the child touched the lower part of the work. The identity of the child and the parents has not been released. In the past, the museum has billed visitors who damage artworks on display. Restoration experts have been brought in to repair the painting. I'm Michael Kastner.
Well, what can you say other than, oops?
Yeah, I mean, you know, supervise your kids.
Shouldn't have done that. President Trump and executives.
It really is a problem, though, because museums want you to be able to experience the art as close as possible, which means not having barriers or things between it. You know, and so what do you do? It is definitely a challenge. Sorry, go ahead,
Absolutely.
David.
Absolutely. No, it's all right. President Trump and executives from some big-name companies are set to meet at the White House today promoting investments into the United States. The executives include representatives from NVIDIA, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, GE, and SoftBank, as well as a few others. And a longtime associate of Denver Broncos star John Elway in the hospital in California after a serious fall. TMZ reporting that Elway, his friend Jeff Spurbeck, and their wives were leaving the Stagecoach Music Festival Saturday when Spurbeck fell from a golf cart and hit his head. And Elway was apparently driving the cart.
I was wondering, like, why is this a news story? John Elway's friend hit his head. Why is this a news story? Well, John Elway was driving. So, I see the connection. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30, News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have tickets to Trail to Oregon. Pensacola Little Theater performance May 2nd to the 11th. If you would like to win, be caller number 2 right now, 437-1620.
News, I'm Gian Gelosi. President Trump marked his 100th day of his second term with a rally in Michigan where he touted his perceived accomplishments like securing the border, cutting spending, and
I ended all of the lawless so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion.
He also defended his tariff plan that's been largely unpopular in recent polling.
They're coming from all over the world to see you, President. They want to make a deal.
Senate Democrats held their own event highlighting 100 days of chaos. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He's acting like a king, a mob boss, a wannabe dictator.
Today, on day 101, the president builds on yesterday's momentum by rallying his cabinet in Washington at 11 a.m., then meeting with CEOs and business leaders later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Looking like a beautiful morning. Partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees right now. Of course, we'll get more on our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Escambia County deputies were called to Warrington Preparatory Academy yesterday. This is after a student with a gun was reported on campus. Deputies say they responded and they did locate the firearm. There were no shots fired in this incident. It is all still under investigation so far. No charges have been filed. A staple in downtown Pensacola is planning a relocation. Wine tasting room Casks and Flights on Palafox. They announced on social media they'll be relocating because the owner of the building they're in is planning to do some renovations. The business has been on Palafox now for 7 years. The Florida House has unanimously approved a bill to repeal a contentious 2018 law regarding customary use of beaches, which had created some conflicts in Walton County between property owners and beachgoers. That bill now heads to the governor's desk. It aims to enhance public access to beaches by removing the complex approval process for local governments. Supporters say that the repeal could help restore access to beaches in Walton County and correct issues that were created by the passage of that original law. Lifeguards on Pensacola Beach have been busy. They had more than 40 water rescues last weekend at Casino Beach. Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says they all have to be very proficient in the water.
We train on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's 4 weekends in a row. So it's approximately 80 hours of pre-service training. It's broken down into surf rescue and emergency response in the aquatic environment.
Greenwood says the training process for lifeguards begins in January. There were 25 guards on duty last weekend, a number Greenwood says will be going up once many of their lifeguards are done with school for the summer. Well, be careful what you click on. There's a lot of people out trying to steal your money.
There are more cases than ever reported of people actively trying to steal money online. According to a new FBI report, Florida is a key target for scammers. Statewide residents were scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024. That's up from $874,000 the year before. Nationwide, the Internet Crime Complaint Center saw a staggering $16.6 billion stolen last year. That is up 33% from 2023. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. A newly filed amendment in the Florida legislature could alter the state's approach to honoring Black history. Rather than establishing a single Florida Museum of Black History, this amendment would create three separate institutions. One would be in St. Johns County, one in Eatonville, one in Opa-locka. The amendment was filed by Representative Bruce Antone, calls on the Florida Department of State to partner with each of those three museums for planning, design, and operations. Well, Florida is now set to become the second state to ban fluoride in public drinking water. The state house passing a wide-ranging agriculture bill yesterday, which would prohibit water quality additives in public water systems.
What we argue is that we can't force you to have it or any other drug that some simple majority may believe is good for you in the future.
Representative Danny Alvarez sponsored the bill. The measure has already cleared the Senate. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it into law. That bill would go into effect on July 1st. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good. Starting to see some slowdowns as just if you're on 98 going eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, you're definitely going to about a 7 to 9 minute delay just due to congestion and construction. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with partly cloudy skies, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70. For Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high near 82. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. Keeping a chance of rain on that Friday, 50% chance of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 68. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooks. 72 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for March is due out later this morning. Economists polled by Dow Jones see no gain for March and a reading of 2.2% for headline inflation. The PCE is closely watched by the Federal Reserve and is one of its preferred inflation metrics. Treasury yields held steady as investors awaited a slew of key economic data and closely watched the latest tariff developments. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield declined less than one basis point to 4.166%. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index fell 7.9 points in April to 86, its lowest reading since May of 2020. Nearly one-third of consumers expect hiring to slow in the coming months, nearly matching the level reached in April of 2009. Futures are mixed as investors await trade deal progress and inflation data. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 300, the NASDAQ up 95. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th.
This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days Challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
I understand the city was talking about possibly because of the in the stewardship agreement, it gives the city the opportunity to audit that the organization's finances. And I don't know if the city's taken any action to initiate that or request for documents. I don't know if either one of you want to speak to that.
Not really.
Okay. I understand.
Well,
I know I have concerns about some of their financing.
So this is about the Chappie James Monument / Memorial. David Baer, the chair of the Tourism Development Council, meaning those are the folks who recommended the county that they spend tourism development tax, TDT, bed tax money certain ways. This is part of that $36 million recommended spend meeting where they did everything from beach renourishment to $2 million for the UWF Stadium to $25 million for the renovations proposed to put turf on the John R. Jones fields up on 9 Mile. Anyway, David Baer's like, you know, because they were talking about the Chappie Monument at the end. Remember, there's been this back and forth between the TDC, who said yes to a certain amount of money, and then they were asked to spend more, and then they actually rescinded their advocacy, but the county had already said yes to some of that money spent a certain way. So, and then they were going to send a letter to the Department of Revenue to report on the county who was doing things in what they thought were in violation of state statute because it's not a primarily tourism beneficial purpose. Anyway, they were having this conversation, and David Baer's like, well, you know, where are we at on this money? And Jen Brer, who is a member of the city council and is also, she's the one who said, I don't really want to talk about this because it's an unpleasant thing to talk about. Everybody loves the project and nobody understands what's going on with the money or whether the use of TDC funds is even legal, among other things. But, you know, David Baer was going to say the thing that I think, you know, he's not the only one who thinks this, but that one of the challenges has been the primary person, Chris Dosev, who has been the, you know, the point person for the, you know, for the monument. Like, he's been hard charging on it, and he alienates a lot of people. I know he alienates a lot of people when it came to naming the bridge, managed to get that done anyway. And some of it has to do with not just that he's got an abrasive personality. I get along with Chris. I'm just telling you, even he would say he's got an abrasive personality, I think. But, you know, the problem is not only that, but that also he's made political enemies. You know, whether it's Matt Gaetz or somebody else, is David Baer criticizing him because he's friends with, I mean, I don't know. It helps to be aware of all of these things. There is certainly an open question of whether Chris Dosev, as the representative for that thing, for that project, is the right choice for them.
I looked up their tax return. Number one, they haven't done one for last year, but the prior year they showed a $100,000 loan from their board chair on their tax return because it was a related party transaction, and they had checked the box that was done without board or any committee approval, and it was done without a written agreement in place. So we don't, from a public perspective, no one knows what the terms of that loan are because there's no written agreement. It was not approved by a board. It was not approved by a committee. That's the boxes they checked on their tax return. So I have even greater concern, not above and beyond whether or not they will actually have all of the funds to complete the project and where those funds are coming from, but why they needed to take a loan, who, if how the chairman of the organization could unilaterally commit the organization, the charity, to debt, and whether or not it's paying, what type of interest it's paying, and he's getting personal gain from that. Even if he donates that back, that's a tax deduction for him, which again is a personal gain. So I think there's ethical issues involved in that as well, but you know, that's obviously that's not for us, but I think that's something that we also have to discuss, and we think, I believe the county commission and the city council should consider in their funding.
And that's kind of become one of the additional bugaboos surrounding this project, is a feeling that, well, where's the money and how much is it and who's running it and what choices are being made? And as David Baer, I think, was making not just questions but allegations in those comments, I think it's fair to at least have questions about some of these things. Again, Jen Brer, city councilwoman.
I will say that I think that there's never been a full nothing has been shared to explain what took us from 500,000 to a million to two and plus. Like, we keep being told that it's more and more, but we really have never seen a breakdown of the cost, and I think that's critical.
And Charles Baer, also a member of city council. There's two representatives of the Pensacola City Council who sit on the TDC.
I think part of their issue is the person that's been the mouthpiece for them for quite a while. And I think if that person wasn't the mouthpiece, they might get a better reception. And so, you know, I'm hopeful something works there. As a veteran, I think it's important to recognize military heroes, and I think Chaffee James is definitely one of those people we need to recognize.
And, you know, I mean, I've said it. I know other people have said it. People have said it to me in private. Charles Baer is saying it out in the open. You know, I can't imagine Chris stepping away from being the representative for this project, but you have to wonder. It looks for all the world like they get the runaround. It does. You can plausibly justify all of the roadblocks that have been put in front of this project, and there are certainly criticisms to be had about the way the project has been presented and managed and funded and the claims about the funding. I mean, all of it, okay? But and you've had some angry veterans show up sometimes at these meetings and be like, "What? Why do you guys keep doing this?" Well, one theory is it's Chris. And you won't know whether that's true or not unless he leaves and then the project gets done right away, you know? Because if he stays and the project gets done right away, because then it wasn't him, right? I mean, so we're kind of in this limbo, all very much wanting it to happen and just waiting to see if it's actually going to happen. 646 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but still seeing those delays if you are on 98 eastbound. Traveling east, you're going to see some construction and congestion delays through that area. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or considering, you know, when is the time to go? What should I look at? What car should I be trying to buy? Well, you know, go to Frontier. I mean, I recommend them. Dave Ramsey recommends them. The bumper stickers and the license plate frames recommend them. You know, they've been around for 25 years, okay? So not going anywhere. And their goal is not to sell you one car. Their goal is to sell you multiple cars. But part of their strategy of selling you multiple cars over the course of time, because 25, 35, 45 years, that's their goal, is to not try to just sell you a car. And what I mean by that is they want to be a resource for you. So, for example, if you are buying a car from somebody else and you want a Carfax, go to them. They'll provide it for you at no charge. You say, why? Well, because they can, because it helps, because it might help you avoid making a disastrous decision because of something you see on there, or give you comfort on the stuff that you don't find on there. But that's a simple thing. You know, and think about it in a different way. Like, they see hundreds, even thousands of cars. So you have your own theory about which brands are good, or, you know, which features people like, or which cars hold their value or don't, or resell quickly or don't. They will know, and you can ask them, you know, say, hey, I've always liked Fords, you know, how are they doing these days? I've always liked Nissans. How are they doing these days? I've always thought that the Nissan trucks as opposed to the sedans. Like, I don't know. Ask them. You know, they're real people. You can just ask their opinion, and they'll give it to you because they want you to be happy, and they want you to know what's going on. Think of them as an ally, not an adversary. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. There was one other comment in that TDC meeting that I wanted to play just because I thought it was interesting. It was David Baer again, who is the chair. And this was sort of towards the end. But it was, remember, that was just after the week when DeSantis had come and pitched his hissy fit press rally. I like press rally. I'm kind of sold on press rally. That's his style. It's press rallies these days. And at PSC over, you know, Alex Andrade and Michelle Salzman. Anyway, David Baer, I thought it was good for him to say this. I thought it was appropriate.
Although I know our governor was in town today and had some unkind words to talk about our university. I'm proud of our university, and I'm proud of what they're doing in our community, and I'm proud that they came to us today to ask us to help invest in their future, and I'm glad that we did. So thank you for that.
He really did have some unkind words.
Yeah. That's Jim Reeves. Hard to understand because Jim can never find the microphone properly. but he says they really did have some unkind words for UWF.
I'm sorry he did that.
Says this liberal program. I want to go out and see one.
I want to see him too. I want to see him
too. What
Jim
says there is he claimed there were all these liberal programs. I'd like to go see one. And David's like, I'd like to go see one too, because there are some, but every university has some. Anyway, so yeah, that was one of the weird things about DeSantis coming to town is he really kind of united everybody against him. Just, bro, don't come to my house and attack my family. And especially when, I mean, if you attack my drunk uncle, I mean, okay, you shouldn't do it because, you know, it's in my house. But my uncle's been sober for 15 years, you know, and you're attacking him. Like, you came to town and you attacked our good university. And our representatives who are trying to do good things for our good universities and our college. So, yeah. Anyway, 650 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Ready to get out of the cycle of renting but think home ownership is too far out of reach? Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Community Land Trust makes it more affordable than ever. Here's how it works. You own the home but not the land, lowering your mortgage and monthly payments, making home ownership attainable for more people. And the best part? You still build equity and generational wealth. Learn more. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and take the first step toward owning your own home.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
I have to be honest about this for a second. It suddenly occurs to me that there are some old movies and TV shows, and I think we can all admit that they're old now, that you still kind of take for granted that most people are familiar with, like the A-Team, for example. And of course, it's been made in the modern movies terrible by with Liam Neeson, whatever. But I really suddenly occurs to me that I think there's a lot of people that, because I was thinking how everybody recognizes that sound effect. Well, if they're a certain age, and if they're under 40, they're just like, he's playing a spring? What is that all about? Always adapting. You know, the painful thing to me to realize once upon a time was when I used to teach, I used to use a lot of examples from popular culture. And a lot of examples from, like, Titanic and Friends and movies that people and TV shows that people know. And then I had to realize, having not taught now in, gosh, like 20 years, that I could not go back into the classroom and use the same examples that I used to use. And I don't know which ones I'd use to replace them because I had all the good ones. So I just won't teach anymore, you know, not going to teach anymore in order to avoid that problem. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Jillian Schreiner, that's the wife of Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner, is due in court today on attempted murder charges. Police in Los Angeles say they were searching for a suspect involved in a high-speed chase earlier this month when Schreiner came out of her home with a gun, pointed it at officers, and fired. Officers shot back at her. The 51-year-old suffered non-life-threatening gunshot wounds during that incident.
Well, you're lucky you shoot at the cops. You're not dead. So, you know, okay.
Absolutely. The U.S. prosecuting migrants who enter the country through a newly created military zone along the southern border in New Mexico. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth recorded a video in that zone last week and called it a national defense area. He said anyone attempting to enter that zone is entering a military base.
This may as well be a military base inside the United States of America. Newly announced, newly formed.
Court filings submitted this week show that the Department of Justice has charged so far 28 people with violations of security regulations for entering that zone.
Is there an exchange on the base?
I don't believe so.
I mean, I don't know, just... Seems a bit...
not yet. You know,
seems,
it's open
seems
for development.
Seems a bit much on the description, but okay, go ahead.
And President Trump and executives from big-name companies are going to be meeting today at the White House. They're promoting investments inside the United States. Some of the executives that will be at the White House include representatives from NVIDIA, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, and GE.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but on Highway 29 between Hood Drive and Detroit Boulevard, if you are headed southbound, just south of Hood Drive, you're going to see some major delays right there. We'll get more information and find out what's going on there, but it's about a 10 to 15 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, we got one report in just came in while you were talking. Somebody said that there is some kind of a maybe car versus pedestrian incident at Blue Angel and Softly Pines Road. So just to be aware of that. And, you know, maybe the person was actually run, like they're calling it hit and run, but the person was actually a jogger. So just to be aware in that area, that might be an issue right now. 6:57 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, speaking of Pete Hegseth, since you brought him up, David, I don't know what to make of this one. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been out on social media blasting an initiative that the military had in place called Women, Peace, and Security, calling it a United Nations program pushed by feminists and left-wing activists. Politicians fawn over it. Troops hate it, he said on X, Twitter, whatever we're supposed to call it these days. The only weird thing about it is it was legislatively created back in 2017 and signed into law by then-President Trump. So Trump signed the Women, Peace, and Security legislation into effect that now Pete Hegseth is calling a Troops Hate It initiative that the feminists and the United Nations people love. General Dan Kane, chairman of Joint Chiefs, told Congress that the program has helped troops in battle. He says, when we go out in the field after concluding an assault, we would have female members who would speak with the women and children who were on the objective, and they would help us understand the human terrain in a new and novel way. During his April confirmation hearing, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who had been representing South Dakota in Congress at the time, wrote the House version of 2017 Women, Peace, and Security Act with Democratic Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois. Marco Rubio, a senator co-sponsored the Senate version of that bill, said this month it's the first law passed by any country in the world focused on protecting women and promoting their participation in society. So I don't have any direct knowledge of this program or any perspective on it. Therefore, all I'm saying is, if all these members of the administration up to and including the president thought it was a great deal 8 years ago, I mean, they could have been wrong. Or it could be that Pete Hegseth is misfiring on his criticism here. I don't know, but it's kind of an awkward thing to say. This is a terrible, woke, feminist, left-leaning United Nations, one world government, troops hate it program. My boss put in place. And all of the other members of the administration helped fashion it, or several of them did. 6:59 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Navy Days, speaking of the military, Navy Days Gala comes up soon. Actually, it's this weekend, I think. A week from Saturday, May 9th at the Naval Aviation Museum, Penn Air Credit Union. I will be there. Should be a great event. Find out more about Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.com. I mean, we're going to have Coast Guard cutters. There's going to be a run. There's going to be a parade. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. Burger Battle by the Bay. We have tickets for that May 3rd. We're giving away those tickets. May 3rd, Community Maritime Park. Great event benefiting Take Stock of Children and Florida and the Suburban West Rotary Club Foundation. And I have two tickets for you right now. Eat burgers. Caller number 5-437-1620.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.